Blog Talk Radio.
Another exciting topic for today. So I hope you have your seatbelts on. I hope you have your paper, your pencil, because we will be taking notes today. We will be going to scriptures today because I see we have guests already with their hands up. Anybody that come on the line that would like to say something, all you do is hit one on your keypad. And if you are enjoying the show today, please put favor, hit on your phone, the button will let them know this is a favorite show that what you would like to hear continuously, because God is doing great things for Joy and Peace Outreach. And before we start our exciting topic today, let's have a few minutes of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for bringing each and every one of us back to the line, to a new year, to a close of an old year into the new. Thank you for each person that will come on the air today. Bless them, bless their home, bless their families. And Lord, as we dissect this word today, dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that will help someone, dear Heavenly Father, and the sound of our voice, dear Heavenly Father, that will draw them closer and closer to thy bleeding side, that will give them more and more to seek you ever the more, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise in advance for it. In Jesus' divine, precious will, amen and thank God. Well, today, we're going to be coming from Malachi 3 and 8. You know, very few people want to go to that scripture until it's time in all churches throughout the world to bring your tithes and your offering. But you don't get too many people to really discuss about the tithes and the offering. And today, we're going to dig a little bit deeper. So I'm going to probably read from Malachi 3, 8, and 9, and may add 10 to it. So we're going to go on with our topic today. Will a man rob God? Think about that. Will a man rob God? You know, you're robbing yourself. You can't rob God, but will a man rob God? Can God have everything? And as we dissect this word today and bring it to the light to you, because I know a lot of you all have read the scripture and you took it literally. You didn't dig deep. But we have some people today going to go deeper into this scripture today. And the word of the Lord say, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. And verse 9 say, you are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. And I'm going to go on down to verse 10. It say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And before we go any further, for those that would like to connect someone else to the line today for this topic, this is the number to tell them to dial in. Area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. So today we're going to start off our topic. You know, today's keys verse speak of withholding from God that which is he required of us. You know, everything belongs to God. I mean, everything belongs to God. But we are but stewards of that which God placed into our care and provide for us and for our use. It is good to remain and remind ourselves and others that it is the Lord's farm. It is his business, his house, and his money. It's not our money, it's God's money. He loaned it to us while we are journeying down here on earth. So I'm gonna come back to you, but I'm gonna bring my first guest on the line. Anyone else that come in would like to speak, all you do is hit number one on your keypad. So Carla, I'm fixing to bring you on the air. Good morning, Carla. You are now on the air. How are you this morning? And may I ask who's calling? Area code 770. You are now on the air.
Oh, praise God. Great overseer, Elliot. This is Prophet Andrew Sims of Yahweh School of the Prophets out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia. This is a wonderful topic, and I just thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of what you're doing. It is amazing that that we that are Christians don't understand what the Bible is really saying about this here. And it's been so confused throughout the years ever since the children of Israel left the promised land. You know, when you look at tithes and offerings, everybody, when they left Egypt and when tithes and offerings came on the scene, that everybody was rich. Everybody had gold, they had diamond rubies and everything else. And it's amazing that when the Lord talks about tithes and offerings during this time, even in Malachi's time, he wasn't really talking about no money.
Mm-hmm.
So at the fact that all of a sudden now the emphasis is on money and not on some of the other things that God says that you need to provide to the storehouse, then I've come to discover that 90% of the church is doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And when you look at the results, great overseer Elliot, it's quite evident from the results and the report that the devil is taking back to Jesus that something ain't right.
That's
so
right.
I just come to share with you today from Yahweh School of the Prophets that when the word comes forth through Malachi here, it is not really saying what it means. So I challenge the callers today that those that are able to hear from the Holy Ghost or believe that they know something about the Holy Ghost, I would like for them to call in and see what the Holy Ghost has to say through them. And I want them to be very cautious about them speaking because the fact that they need to know for sure what it is that is being said here. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. Well, thank you, Prophet Sim. And, you know, as you were speaking just a while ago, my mind went back to reading the Word of God and seeing what they was doing when I was coming up for the tithe and offering. Because at that time, Josh wasn't plentiful like they are now. And the men and women of God, when I came up, took tithing, but also they didn't just give money like you were saying. They took, even to the church, if they had a harvest of things in their field, they took whatever they had raised, the crop, and brought it to the church and left it there for any and everybody that was to distribute it. I can remember even those that had chickens, hogs, and different things like that. They had abundance that they would take that to the church, to the synagogue, to the temple, and share with the men and women of God. And those that had money, they would save it up. And at that time, people asked me why I say silver dime, because I was brought up in them times in that era to say silver and gold. And as I was going over the Bible, again, I was reading about the silver and the gold and how much they had. And at that time, you know, they talked about everything was silver and gold, and you brought things before the Lord, at, you know. And like you were saying, people have taken things out of context now. Your tithes and your offering. Sure, a lot of people right now is without a job, don't have an income coming in, and they're expected to give their tithes and offering. You can give your time. You can go in and do things for other people. In place of tithes and offering, you can come. God will give you what to give in place of just money. It's not all about money. And a lot of people have that concept, well, if I don't pay $50 or $500, if you're working, sure. But for people that's not working, that don't have an income coming in, a prophet, what do you tell them in that instance about the tithes and the offering?
For great overseer Elliot, what we tell people is simply this. We first of all, let people know the truth. And the truth is simply this. How in the world can you rob a sovereign God?
All right.
How can you break into a strong man's house, which is a sovereign God, and steal his goods? How you going to take something from God that it already belongs to him? So,
yeah.
If that is true, great overseer, then all of a sudden we come to find out that a lot of us that are chosen by God, we're living lies due to the fact that you've got people, they won't come to church because they don't have money to give.
That's right.
They won't come to church because it they make it seem like it's an embarrassment when you don't have money to give.
Mm-hmm.
We teach at Yahweh School of the Prophets is that God has given gifts to everyone because he's blessed everyone with life, number one, and everybody has a gift to give back to him.
That's right.
That gift may be helping in the church. That gift may be helping someone else across the street. The gift of love is what God has given all of us, which is a part of the tithe that we have. So when you look at the fact that here it is, that God is the strong man that owns it all, we teach people that everyone has something to give regardless of what age that they are, besides money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we for people to give that. And that way we are more fruitful, we're more productive, and we recognize and realize that there's more harmony and there's more evidence of the power of God. So when you look at Great Overseer Eliot, 1 Corinthians 4 and 20, that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power, we are able at Yahweh School of the Prophets to see the power of God because of the fact the curse don't come upon us just because we don't have money. So we know to give through all of the aspects of our life that the Lord can say, I can see that you can bless. So I just needed to say that. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. And I'm glad you said that, Prophet Sim, because I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm not going to take anybody else since I'm doing this show. I'm going to use myself. Say, I'm not working. And so when I have money come in, I do it. But say, for instance, every week I go out and help others. I'm distributing food. I'm distributing goods. When things are given to me, I'm going seeking people to give it to. Is that wrong, or is that what God would want me to do? You know, I know it's not. It's more to life and more than just bread and meat and stuff, but that's an act of helping, as you were saying, even in the church. When you voluntarily do things in the church, you're not expecting payback, but you're cleaning the church. You're picking up people for church. You're getting material and supplies for the church. So would that consider, so people that's listening to this program today would get a good concept of the tithes and the true meaning? Would that fit in that category, Prophet Sim?
Yes, ma'am, it certainly will, because see, it removes the threat from a person's life. It removes the guilt. A lot of people at one time wouldn't come to church because of their clothes. But the Lord said, come as you are. So a lot of people won't come because they don't have something to give. So it removes the guilt from you. And so it makes it possible for everyone to be on the same level. See, what you're able to give, Great Overseer, possibly through finances and money, I may not be able to give it, but through my time and my efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the widows might. Now, my effort of what I'm giving to you in my time and the things that I'm doing by going out of my way to help other people is greater than the money that you're giving as far as the tithes are concerned. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm myself, and I'm applying myself to the situations and circumstance to where all you're doing is sending your money.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it all twisted. We got it all backwards. This is why the church is revealing the unproductivity that is doing. The church is not reaching the people the way that it should, Great Overseer Eliot, because of the fact that the Holy Ghost is not interpreting within the spirit of the people the proper definition of what God is meaning through his prophets. This is the reason why you can see exactly what you see in today, is because the interpretation that's coming forth through the Holy Ghost is not presenting in the minds of those that God has chosen the proper direction.
Mm-hmm.
So when you giving yourself is the same as giving a tithe. But if you go to most churches, they'll look at you and they'll tell you, man, if you don't come up with some money, I'll holler at you. See you, won't want to be you. So we don't teach that at Yahweh School of the Prophets. Everybody mm-hmm. has something to give, regardless of their age. Okay?
All right. And I like that because, you know, through the years as all of us have given in churches throughout the country, throughout the world, we have to, when we read the word of God, we have to be, make sure we hear what God is saying, because a lot of times we are planting the seed, which is money, on fertile ground. And we wondered why we are not bringing up a harvest. But because our mind have been so in tune on, we need to pay tithes and offering. Because say we made $500. We're going to give the 10% of the $500. But now in the Old Testament say the 10%. The New Testament say give as God has prospered you. So that means in the New Testament, you can give your time, you can give your talent, you have finances, you give that. But, you know, it's true also, a lot of people are kept out of the church because they, quote, unquote, they're not the Jones, they're not the Rockefeller. They can't come in and give big-time money like Bill Gates. Now, I can see Bill Gates is making money. I can see him oughtn't to tie money, but he not only ties money, he give away computers and a whole lot of other stuff. So he's doing it into the best of his ability. But for those that's listening to the program today, I am glad you came on, Prophet Sim, what you've said thus far, to help somebody that's struggling along the way. They may have been given, somebody may have given them a gift of $100. With the main telling us, out of that $100, you give $10 back in tithes to the church and an offering, and your offering is supposed to be more than the tithe. Okay, when they gave you that $100, I'm just saying hypothetically now, for the $100 they give you, you had a utility bill that was due. You've been praying and asking God to bless you to pay your utility bill. Your utility bill came, say, $90 or $90.50. God opened that door for you to get that money to go pay your light bill to keep your lights on. Now, when you go to the church, to the body of Christ, the man and woman of God say, somebody in here got $100, the Lord say, and they need to give that $100. So, Prophet Sims, you tell me, for people that's confused about this here on tithes and all, do they take that money that was blessed with them to pay their light bill, give $100 in the church when the man in God says somebody got $100, give $10? What should they do in that instance? Because a lot of people are confused today. Exactly. They're reading what's in the Old Testament and they're reading what's in the New Testament. And everything God put there, he put it there for a reason, for us to understand it, to make it plain. So would you come back and share that with the audience, what God was saying?
Praise the Lord, great overseer Elliot. Now, this is what I know to be a fact. Now, we're going to get ready to blow this radio program completely out the air. And I'm going to show you why.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping that I'm challenged on some of this stuff that I'm finna speak now, because I'm finna make a lot of pastors, a lot of bishops, a lot of deacons, a lot of apostles and prophets, they finna get awfully mad. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm finna show you something.
Yes, sir.
And notice in this scripture what's in Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now notice in this 9th verse, it says that you will be cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, the question that I'm going to get to you in just a minute, great overseer, is this.
Yes, sir.
Now, how is it possible that you paying your tithes every week and your offerings and you still cursed? Now, wait a minute now. Something ain't right. I'm saying what I mean by cursed. I'm saying your finances are cursed, your
mm-hmm.
health is cursed, your children not acting right. How in the world is you still cursed and you paying your tithes and your offerings? So when you look at the fact now that here it is, the Lord says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and render unto God what is God. You got a first obligation to the things that is going to make you have the livelihood that you've got to have, because God knows your condition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to share with you now that what people get it all twisted about. When you talk about tithes and offerings, it just don't only mean money. So mm-hmm. you can go to God and say, God, you know I got to pay my bill because I need lights on at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the God of sovereignty, of wisdom and knowledge, I'm going to give you this part in money, and I'm going to give myself to you in this other part, because that's going to make me balance what it is that I owe you.
Mm-hmm.
Able to give you all of what I need to have in money because it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So not have you ignorant to the fact that you're going to be with your lights off. So this is why Prophet Sims is saying what he's saying. How is it possible that you're going to go and give your money to the man of God, knowing you got an electric bill and a light bill, and all of a sudden you got a curse that's going to come up on you that you ain't got no lights at the house? Then you go to the church or to the man or woman of God and you tell them that you paid all your tithes and offerings, and is there any way that you can give me a little help? The first thing that you're going to hear, wait a minute, we got to call a meeting. Second
right.
With the deacons. And by the time they get back to you, your check done come back around to pay your bills.
All right.
Now, the question that I challenge everybody with is, how is it possible that you paying your tithes and offerings with money and you still got a curse on you if you're supposed to be in the perfect will of God? Hello? Can I hear from somebody?
Ooh, it's quiet out there today. It's quiet out there today.
It's going to be quiet. It's going to be quiet. They challenge the truth. They can't challenge the great overseer.
Because, I wondered about that myself, Prophet Sim. If you're paying your tithes, you're paying the offering, you're helping everybody you can, and things come up against you or something come up, an emergency, and you need help. I'm going to speak about Sadie today. I ain't going to talk about nobody on that. I'm going to speak about Sadie. I know a fact for Sadie. Sadie was paying her tithe, paying her offering, doing everything the church was asking to do. Didn't wait for the church to ask her to do anything. Went in and bought stuff at the church, whatever they had, participated in it. And all of a sudden, Sadie got sick. Had to stop work. Had to have a major surgery. And I said, okay, God, I'm calling you back on your word. Okay, now I'm going, like you just said, I'm going to go to the church until some more finances come in and see can they help me out. But now I done give the pastor and everybody big time money. Done give my, not only that, but give my tithes and offering. And when I went to the church and asked for $2,000, that's all I needed to save my home, Prophet Sim. I mean, I couldn't get no help. They told me the church didn't have no money. And I'm standing up there looking, you mean, I'm going to be literally put out, me, my granddaughter, and my son, because the church can't even help me until the money I'm expecting to come in, I'll pay it back to the church. That's not a problem. But right now, it's in tight. So, Prophet Sims, I got a hand have come up. I'm fixing to bring the next caller on the air.
Praise God.
Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning, Overseer Sadie. This is Reverend Wynn.
Well, good morning. So glad you could come on the program today.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Hello, Prophet Sims. It's good to hear you on again.
Praise the Lord, great pastor. How you doing?
Very good. The first scripture that comes up when you say, how can you tithe and you still be cursed? That hits my spirit hard. So the scripture that comes up is Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So to me, even if I misstep, even if I don't tithe, I can't be cursed. I'm blessed. So to be cursed, that means I have to give up the God nature and go back to the Satan nature. And I've been redeemed from that. So this scripture tells me I'm redeemed from a curse. So even if I didn't tithe, I'm still not cursed. However, Ephesians 4:27 says to give the enemy no place. And so he does work in patterns. And so if I don't tithe, that opens the door up. If I don't give what belongs to God, whether it's money, whether it's time, energy, whatever the case may be there, because I can open up the door to the enemy, because we're to put God first. And tithe is not about money. It's about priority. It's about putting God first. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I thank God. You know, I thought about, you know, I'm going to use an example. By once a man had a sign in his car to remind him, this is the Lord's car.
Amen.
Careful how you drive it. As stewards, we need to consider the will of God and how we use the possession he has given us to you.
Amen.
You know, we will give an account to God one day. The church should provide teaching and guidance against wasteful and needless spending that reflect poor stewardship.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I was listening and reading, the greatest robbery is not giving our soul and lives to God. When we give ourselves to God, we realize we are not our own. We and our possession belongs to God. And, you know, a lot of people, as I was listening and as Prophet Sims was going forth, it's so many people walking around right now with a bowed down head. That's why we have so many homeless people on the road, because they feel they are outcasts. They're downtrodden because they have lost their job. They have lost position in society. They have lost their families. They want to go to church, but the church is going to look down on them because the way they look, the way they dress, or they don't have the finances to put in the church and the body of Christ. You know, as I thought about that, as I was listening to both of y'all and from the chapter she was coming from, my mind went on people every day that I come across. They want to go to church. But the first thing out of the majority of them say, well, I don't look like them no more. I'm not making all that big money I used to make. Hard times hit me. Bad luck, some of them would say, hit me. But I say, God love you. Don't worry about that. Come on in. You don't want your soul lost, because we're not going to take all the money Bill Gates and everybody else got, Oprah Winfrey. We ain't taking that money into heaven with us. What are we going to do with what God give us while we down here? This is
Amen.
The dressing room where he want us to get it right now, to be able
yeah.
to help others, to be able to open doors. No, I may not have a big-time job today, but that don't mean God's not going to send me a blessing, because he see everything else. I'm doing what he say do.
Amen.
Praise God. Let me say this here, great overseer.
Yes, sir.
So when you look at offering, okay, what does the word offering really mean? What are you offering? Who are you offering? When are you offering? What? Show me anybody in this life that don't have something to offer God.
That's right.
When you look at the fact that when you talk about tithes and offerings, then you have to understand. I can prove what I'm saying by what it is that I see. The results, the statistics reveal that great overseer, that something ain't right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the fact that when Jesus came on the scene with his doctrine, they say, what new doctrine is this? We've seen it on this fashion before. So traditionally, this is what they've been doing for years before Jesus came on the scene. Now, all of a sudden, here it is, when you look in the scriptures closely and you go back in the Old Testament, you'll find out when it gets to talking about tithes and offerings, you'll discover that there was nothing in there that people was talking about giving money in the first place, right?
That's right.
On money. So the only thing that Prophet Sims is saying by the result that is there, if you look in the 8th chapter of Romans, it says, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have set us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that God sent in his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. So what Prophet Sims is saying is when there's a law, the same as what the pastor was saying, is broken, anytime
mm-hmm.
you break a law, then automatically you come into a curse. So what I'm saying is simply this. The results that people are paying tithes, and there's a lot of people that come to me and ask me, to say, Prophet Sims, I'm paying my tithes. I'm paying my offerings. So what happens to people when you pay your tithes and offerings, great overseer, all of a sudden you felt that you really done God a service in your mind.
Mm-hmm. That's you right.
You haven't done no service to God in your offering part. What is your offering part, great overseer?
My offering. That's right.
You got to catch this wisdom. In your offering part, in your mind and consciousness, you paid your tithes and your offerings in your tithe part. But in your offering part, where did you not pay it at?
I did not pay it by offering up to God the things that he had required of me, which wasn't money. It could have been my time. It could have helped somebody. It could have took somebody somewhere.
You're missing it, great overseer. Watch, listen to
yeah.
me now.
Okay.
In your tithes, in your mind, in your consciousness, you paid your tithes.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you come up, you say, well, okay, something ain't right. I still got a monkey on my back. Where did you not pay your tithes at? Because once you pay your tithes and offering, most of the time, you have a release in yourself. You say, well, I've done it God's way. I feel real good about myself. But where did you not pay your offering at?
Oh.
Pastor Wynn, you catch that?
No, I'm just listening. I don't think I've caught it yet.
Okay. You have not paid your offering in your heart. See,
okay.
You got to pay an offering in your heart the same as you pay a tithe in your consciousness and your mind. And
mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you that anybody that pays their offerings and tithes in their consciousness, in their mind, they feel real good. God, I did my part. And all of a
mm-hmm.
sudden, here it is. Your heart has not offered what you need to go farther to in order for God to give you the breakthrough that you need spiritually to where the curse won't come.
All
people
right.
have asked me, great overseer, let me show you what I mean. They say,
sir.
Prophet, I just don't understand. Don't nothing seem to break down around you. Your dog don't get sick. Your roaches, when you spray Raid on them, they won't die. Your curse won't stop living. Your tires don't ever have tires. Your cars don't ever break down. What is it? You hear what I'm trying to tell y'all? Your washing
yeah.
machine don't break down. Your air conditioning. Mm-hmm. It just seems to keep running like the Energizer Bunny. We know it's
yeah.
old. What is it?
Come on.
So I'm trying to show you the results. And if you
mm-hmm.
look at what's going on in the body of Christ, I'm crying out to you as a prophet of God to show you that when you begin to look a little deeper, and you go to the Holy Ghost and you say, Holy Ghost, what report is the devil taking back to Jesus? That's what I'm trying to get everybody to see. I'm not talking about the surface part of it. I'm talking about the report that the devil is taking back to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So there has to be something that is not going on right with the procedures that we're using. Because the emphasis is all on one thing. If you don't bring this money up here, I'm getting all kind of things from prophets around the country. For $118, we can pray and get you a breakthrough for $118, but we can't help you if you don't send any money. And I'm getting it from all over the country. And it's a line of sin straight for God. So that's the thing that Prophet Sims is saying. When you look deeper, y'all, when you violate certain laws, this is what's going to happen. And the law from the heart is a different type of offering than a law from the mind and the consciousness. And if anybody is willing to dispute that, I want them right now on this radio to show me a difference right now.
Amen. I agree with you there because it started, your heart got to be clean. Your heart got to be right.
Your heart, let me show you something. According to Romans, the 8th chapter, it says that in order for me to not be caused up in the curse, I've got to have my heart, my words, and my mind in alignment. It has to all be in alignment. It all has to be on the same accord. And this is what is happening to us, to the body of Christ. We're not in alignment. Our mind is one place, our heart is somewhere else, consciousness and thoughts are somewhere else. That's why we don't see no power. That's why we don't see no demonstration of the presence of God. And look at the results. Look at the statistics, and the statistics will reveal it. A person asked me the other day, they said, Prophet, why come it when you pray I can feel something? They asked me, say, Prophet, why come when you pray things happen? I said, well, because when Jesus prayed, it happened. And the Lord Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever believeth in me, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. We're to mimic and to demonstrate the character and the personality of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we got to first line up with the commandments and the laws. So a lot of times we hear in the word great overseers, why I'm breaking this down the way that I am, is going to show you that there has to be something wrong when somebody called me from different churches and say, well, the prophet, I didn't give tithes and offerings till I can't give no more. And here it is, I just seen a demon come up out of my chimney. I just seen a wall of a spirit on my, some kind of demon on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just had a wreck. My son just had a wreck, just caught N1H1. Now, wait a minute. Somebody please got to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening. I don't know why nobody ain't calling in. But
I have somebody on the line. I'm on, but they just listening. They haven't put their hand up. They want to say, well, oh, they just hung up.
May I ask the prophet a question?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In Romans 8, now, I understand my spirit. I never am out to prove anybody wrong. That's not my heart. My heart is to know the truth for myself. And so I need to ask you a question here. In Romans 8, you alluded to the curse of the law in Romans 8. So I'm sure you're talking about where it says in verse 2, the law of the sin and death, the law of sin and death. So that would be the curse. So this scripture says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, because Paul was born again. So that's made me free because I'm born again. So could you tell me that, so you're saying that even if I'm born again, if I'm not living right, the curse can come on me?
Exactly right. Let me show you how the curse comes up on you. Listen to me carefully now. You have to understand this. You have to understand this very carefully. See, when you look at the curse comes because of a lack of knowledge. The curse comes because of a lack of wisdom. The curse comes because you're not sensitive and in tune to what? The Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me now, carefully now?
Uh-huh.
See, the Holy Ghost can tell you, great Pastor Wynn, he can tell you what to do and how to do it. And because sometimes that there's spirits of stubbornness in our hearts, the Lord will tell you, say, Prophet Sims, I need you to give $1,000 to Pastor Wynn's ministry. Lord, you sure? Are you sure you was that you? So because of my disobedience, as a disobedient prophet, there's a price that I've got to suffer from. Now, with the disobedient prophet, he heard directly from God. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
He was anointed and chosen of God, but here comes somebody else. Prophet, here comes the great pastor, Overseer Elliott, says, Prophet, did you sure God told you to give that money to Pastor Wynn? And then all of a sudden, there comes a seed of what?
Doubt.
Okay, now what kind of seed is that if it's a seed from God? Who did that seed come from?
Satan.
Okay, so my only saying, the great pastor, simply this, is because of, is not because the Holy Ghost was not in me, it's not because I didn't hear from God, it's because, according to Ephesians the 6th chapter, the armor that I had, where was a gap there that allowed a dart to shift in that I couldn't detect because of what the Lord was saying to me. Because I didn't have this particular area covered because of the qualifications that I needed, then certain things begin to happen. I'm still saved. I'm still redeemed. But I done got defeated, just like David did, was a man after his own heart. Why isn't it that he couldn't see the sin before it came? That's all the prophet is saying. So when we get to the place, like a prophet was telling me the other day on the national and international conference call, the prophet told me, he says, well, I can't be tricked or fooled by the devil because the Holy Ghost lets me know everything. I said, prophet, are you sure? He said, yeah, I'm sure about that because God's got me covered. Mm. I said, well, God's got you covered, but who got you covered? Did you hear
all
what
right.
I said? Mm-hmm. God got you covered, but who got you covered? And then he said, prophet, I don't understand what you mean. I said, I know you don't. Man, let me explain to you. If you got you covered, then why did you lose your job? And why did you lose your job knowing that 6 months ago that they had you under scrutiny to where you was going to lose your job? It wasn't something that just come up. This is something that you know that was going to happen, but you say you got yourself covered. So what authority did you use, prophet? What power did you use to protect yourself, to ensure yourself that the devil didn't come to kill, steal, destroy, and confuse, according to John 10:10? So when you look at the fact, great pastor, what the prophet is saying, we can't get to the place now to where all of a sudden that these things that God says we should have, that there's not gaps there with the fact of knowing, like in the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians, when the man was married his this young man married his father's wife. He said, well, okay, Paul said, let the devil have him so we can save his soul. He go on to heaven before his time. So the only thing that the prophet is saying, great Pastor Wynn, is that once these particular laws are broke or breached, then there comes a gap that opens to where darts will penetrate. And all that you say you got, you still got it. But the results are revealing something else. And that's my main concern as an anointed prophet of God, is to look at the statistics from what can be heard, from what can be seen, and what can't be known. This is the area that Yahweh's School of the Prophets work in. It works in behind the scenes on the front line of dealing with strongholds. So that's the thing that I wanted to explain to you. Okay? Any other questions?
No.
Is that clear?
Thank you. Yes. Very. Thank you.
At any time, great Pastor Wynn, at any time, you have an awesome gift on your life. Awesome. Awesome anointing. You're an awesome, powerful lady. There are some things that is going to need to take place in your armor that's going to help you to get to the spiritual supernatural level that you desire, to where men will know without a shadow of a doubt that the power and the presence of God is on you. If you're interested in me disclosing this to you, I will.
Okay.
If you get to the point like most people are in the body of Christ, they feel they have an anointing that's so high that nobody can explain nothing to them or show them anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to know what that is, I'm available to you to let you know what you got to get prepared for.
Okay.
There's great things that God has prepared for you by his perfect will. There's
mm-hmm.
only a couple of hurdles that you've got to overcome, okay?
Okay.
Back to you, great overseer Elliot. I'm sorry to take up too much
of
your
time. Oh, no, I'm glad you did, because not only me and Pastor Wynn, but others in the radio audience that will call in, even on the archive, that will listen to this program later on, will be able to jot it down, write these scriptures down, write down, because a lot of people didn't know Prophet Sim, what caused the curse to come upon them, even when they was doing all this. And you just brought it out, lack of knowledge, wisdom, being disobedient. They didn't realize that. They just thought, well, what am I doing wrong? I'm paying my tithes and my offering money-wise. Sure, people being blessed when they pay their tithes, but there's some people so focused on strictly paying their tithe, they feel that's the only way they're going to be blessed. If they don't pay their tithes monetarily, that God won't bless them.
This is what we're going to do, great overseer, with your permission. All
yes,
right?
sir.
and respect you. There are so many mysteries that's in the body of Christ that are not hidden, that are not hidden at all. The fact of the matter is a lot of us don't have the Holy Ghost like we think we have. We really don't have it. According to Hebrews 4 and 12 and according to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, we really don't have no Holy Ghost. But what we're going to do is, like I was talking to a young man last night. He had high blood pressure. He had sugar, diabetes. He had gout. He had arthritis. He had everything you can think of as far as infirmities and sicknesses and diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know why come that he was being oppressed like he was. Then we talked about the tithes. We talked about the offering. He said, man, I'm doing all of that. Been doing it for years. But I don't understand. I done been in the hospital 20 times in 2010. And he didn't know why. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, when you look at the fact that it wasn't sensitive and in tune to the voice of the Holy Ghost, what we're going to do to enhance your program, Great Overseer, we're going to have an open forum one time to where people can call in and ask questions about the things that's going on in their lives so the prophet can show them and give them a prescription and a recipe. See, every time that Jesus met anyone, he gave them a prescription and a recipe to follow. But in today's church, you don't have a prescription. Neither do you have a recipe. So all of a sudden, the reason why I come, Prophet Sims didn't have to go to the doctor because the word is the prescription and the word is the recipe. But you
mm-hmm.
have to use, like the doctor, you have to use the right prescription. You have
yeah.
to use the right recipe. And most people don't know how to use the right word for the right prescription or for the right recipe, so they don't get any results. So,
mm-hmm.
but you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you the right prescription and recipe that he thinks you need to have, but at the same time, all he's doing is trying.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work? But see, the word is guaranteed, for the Lord says, before my words were going
That's
fulfilled, then all heaven and earth will pass away first.
That's right.
So see, what's happening, Great Overseer Elliot, is that we really don't know how the Holy Ghost operates in conjunction with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can be sensitive and in tune to the Word of God to be able to distinguish and to decipher what it's actually saying. The 90% of the body of Christ is in bewilderment and wondering, is this stuff really real? Is this really true? They see remnants and bits and pieces here and there, but as far as the actual evidence working through them at a moment's desire is where they're lost at. They're lost when it comes to the point to where the Lord said, I will give you the desires of your heart, but they're not able to pierce the veil, overseer. So they
yeah.
say, well, does God really work through me? Well, maybe. Wait a minute. Now, the scripture says God has no respect of person, so let me call great Pastor Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Let me call Prophet Sam. But the person, the individual themselves, have the ability themselves for the presence and power of God, of the image and likeness of God that they're made in, to allow this awesome power to be displayed.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, you got spiritual icons. You got spiritual superstars. Here it is. Look at me. I'm the great Poupon. I show you how to keep your husband. But I can't stop my husband from whipping me upside the head. But I can show you how to keep yours.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord's exposing all these spiritual superstars and all these spiritual icons. So all of a sudden, the Lord is trying to reveal to people, great Pastor Wynn, that if you look at the statistics, that the devil is taken back to the Lord Jesus, just like he did with Job. The devil is the one that takes the report. He said, man, I just ain't fine. I, you know, nobody that, you know, that I can really challenge because all these other folks are weak. They don't have no power. They're not going to really stand for you, Lord. I want a challenge, the devil said. Give me a challenge, somebody that's really going to stand. Then the Lord says, oh, okay, what about Job? Oh, I can't touch him. Shucks, I know you got him covered. So when you look at the fact that the devil can come right in our face And here it is, we sit up in the church all day long. You got people with sicknesses and disease crying out how great thou art, and the devil going back to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ laughing in his face. Look here, man, in this church here, you done died for nothing. Them people over there got everything. They got big eyes, big mouth, little head. And they just sit up there singing these songs, and here it is, you done went and paid that cost.
But that's
on the
right.
On the prophet's watch, it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I come out challenging everyone on this radio program today. I can show you by the direction of the Holy Ghost where you're falling short at. I can tell you what kind of muck it is on your back. That's why the airways are so quiet, great overseer. That's
yes,
why they know calling in.
Yes.
They know they're going to expose themselves.
Yes.
So I didn't mean to.
That's right. Let the Holy Ghost flow. Let the Holy Spirit just go on and have its way.
But I just want to let you know that in the city of Houston, Texas, there's an open portal in the city of Houston, Texas. Every demon, foul demon that's in hell has opened up its passageways to the city of Houston and to the state of Texas.
Yes, it has.
Ever since Mayor White opened up the doors to Katrina, all hell is broke loose in this place. And the people that's so upsetting about it, the homosexual mayor and everything else, all the people are doing is just running around singing songs, how great thou art. And the devil is devising a plan behind the scenes to kill everything and everybody in his wake. So
yes.
I just wanted to say that. I'm not going to take up most of your time because I know there's a lot of people waiting to get on the phone call.
Well, that would be good. I have an area code 918. You don't have your hand up. Did you want to say something before we go off the air? We had 3 minutes, but you know we're going to talk a little bit longer than that. If area code 918 would like to come on, just press your button. Number one, we'll be glad to hear if you have something to say concerning the thing. Praise the Lord. I'll bring you on.
Good morning, Prophet. I've been enjoying everything on this morning. It's been a blessing to me. It's been aligning to me on some errors with the title. I'm just here to receive and I just thank God for the wisdom on today. It has really been a blessing.
Praise God. Well, did everyone say, was it able to help you, Minister Tanya?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Because
I know. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I just have a question though for the prophet. We just said a little bit. I understand that we're just talking about tithes and everything, but even with my question, it's one thing about me. I am an intercessor myself, and I pray for a particular ministry here in the city where I live in. And then I know without a shadow of a doubt that God has anointed me with a healing ministry. I mean, when I pray, things happen. But even with that, He has really taught me how to pray His word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then even as I prayed with people do begin here right on the spot where after I finished praying half of the prayer, people first maybe start praising God, telling how the pain I left and this and left. I just really feel the presence of God, but I tell them all the time, it is not me. I just give them the word because, I mean, God has just really have called me to pray for this time of season. I just have a heart to pray because I tell myself all the time, I know there is power in agreement once you come to agree and touch and pray. So, I mean, it just really, you know, just want to make sure that I am in the right place where God has me to be for this time and season.
Well, praise God. Listen to this, elect lady of God, okay? I want you to listen at me very carefully. Now, the Lord has revealed to you that you were to start a healing ministry. Now, why haven't you done that? Hello?
I'm listening.
I'm going to ask you again. I want to ask you again. The Lord has informed you that you needed to start a healing ministry. Why haven't you done that? Now, you don't have to answer that because I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. I know that you're gifted of God. I know that you're graced of God. I know the Holy Ghost is in you. Now, the question that the prophet is explaining to you, what is it that snuck inside of you that allowed you to have a spirit of a lack of confidence in fear because of the fact that you're not the great poupon to do what God told you to do. Now, with all of this power that's on you, that was proof enough to know that no weapon formed against you would prosper and the Lord would never leave you nor forsake you. So how could the enemy, with the great gift you got from God, can allow you not to have the assurance or the confidence to go forward to do what he told you to do? Now, see, that's where the prophet comes in at. See, that's the thing inside of you, great lady of God, that has to be removed out of your life, out of your consciousness, out of your spirit. That door has to be closed. And it's quite apparent, regardless of your gift, you can't recognize it, because if you could, you'd be doing what God told you to do. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, I already know this. That's why the lines are so quiet. I thank you for calling in, but that's why the lines are so quiet. That's why there ain't nobody calling in. They listening, but they ain't calling in. So what I got to show you is where you got a gap in your armor to where you can do what God has called you to do. Now, let me show you what I mean. Look at all the people that you could have touched for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you haven't touched because of the fact you haven't done what God has told you to do. Okay?
Okay.
Don't lose your gift because of disobedience, all right? Now, what you're going to need to do, you're going to have to get in touch with the prophet, General Overseer Elliot, because that gap that's open in your life, you're going to have to get it closed. Because if you don't, it's going to be detrimental to not only someone else, it's going to be detrimental to you in the future. So you get this information that you got. God has got a plan for you, and it's time for you to take your rightful place. And don't worry about their faces. And don't worry about what people say. You get on out there and do what you got to do, but you got to know how to go. And that's Amen. What the prophet is here for, us to help you to get to the place you need to go.
Amen. Praise God.
Well,
did he answer your question, Minister Tanya?
Yes.
All right. We've been on that topic, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And what city are you in, Minister Tyler?
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's a great need for healing and deliverance there. Great need. A lot of people in bad shape in Tulsa. They got a form of godliness, but no power. So if you're really interested in going to the next phase, not to the next level, to the next phase, you need to call General Overseer and get in touch with her. And she can get in touch with the prophet, okay?
Thank you. Okay, I will do that.
Praise God.
Well, I want to thank you. Our time has come and gone when we having so much fun learning the word today. I want to thank all of my guests that have come on today to share with the listening audience, for those that listen in or may not have called in, may have just called and didn't want to speak to anybody, but hope they was able to write down everything that was said and shared today on this topic, will a man rob God? And hope they got it down in their spirit. It's not all about money. But hope they got to realize that when they go back and search the scriptures for themselves and see what they've been missing, I know they're going to be blessed. And I want to thank Minister Tanya and Reverend Wynn for coming on. She's gone. And I want to thank Prophet Andrew Sim for coming on today to share with me in this topic. And one of my programs, Prophet Sim, I'm going to take off and put on this one, Things That's Going On in the People Live, or Call-In Show. I'm going to change one of my things and reorganize so we can have that, because it is needed in the body of Christ. Because so many people are fearing of going to this church, that church, or whatever, because they feel intimidated because they don't have this or they can't get that, or people on this end telling them that, or people on that end telling them that. But when we bow down to it and read what God says, what we supposed to do. And I thank God for walking thus far in the calling he have given me. You know, a lot of people talk about it and they laugh at the snip, but I'm going to do what God say do. And I thank him for bringing me out of the clutches so I can do more for him and for his people. And Prophet Sim, did you have anything else you want to say? If not, we're going to have you to say the prayer that will close the show down today when you get through.
Praise God. I just wanted to say this, great overseer Elliot. There's quite a few people that are on the line that got questions and answers to situations and circumstances that's going on around them in the church and so on and so forth. And you can let them know that they can get in touch with you to get in touch with me.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Concerning this open forum that you're going to have sometime soon.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord for the privilege and opportunity to be able to share the things that the Holy Ghost has given me and the things that we are doing to help the body of Christ.
Yes, thank you so much.
You ready for me to pray now?
Yes, sir.
Most holy and righteous Father, we just thank you for this awesome privilege, Father. We just thank you for the privilege for all of those that are on the calls that have not said anything. We thank you that they're going to be fed. We thank you for Minister Tanya. We thank you for great Pastor Wynn, those that did call in and have questions. Father, we just thank you, Father, that your wisdom reveals all truth. And, Father, we know that the spirit of truth comes straight from the Father. And, Father, you said once you know the truth sets you free. So, Father, we've been put here to reveal the truth, that your truth may reveal the peace and comfort that people need to go forward to the next level and the next phase of their spiritual life. We thank you, Father, how you're blessing this program. We thank you how you're blessing this great overseer, Elliot, and how you're going to enhance her higher and higher and higher. We give you all the glory, honor, and the praise for the fact that you're covering her and you're allowing her to sow seeds in so many different places. We thank you, Father, for so graciously protecting her from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for this wonderful radio station that has allowed her to be on. Father, we also thank you for blessing them for allowing her to be there, because she is a catalyst and nucleus to this radio station. And we give you all the glory, Father. We give you all the honor and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And you all be listening. We're going to have a great topic next week, and all goes the same. And we're going to have a show come on. So, Minister Tanya, you can tell different ones you know. I'll let you know when it's going to be. And I'm going to put it on Facebook as well as Twitter and keep announcing it on the radio air exactly what month it's going to be and what week, so that we can have a call-in show where people can come on and view different things that they are going through in the body of Christ or in their life itself that they need help with. So I want to thank you very much, each and every one of you all, for coming in, and thank you, Prophet Sim, for sharing with us everything that God has given to you to give to us. I was taking notes so I can have it, my scriptures and what you were saying. I thank God for it because it helped me a lot on some areas that I wasn't quite sure of. But God, the Holy Ghost, came in and did what it needed to do today. So thank you so much. And until next time, y'all have a blessed and a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.